From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials warning of Islamic State's ability to inspire violent deeds around the world without commanding or having any direct contact with terrorists. Justin Ciberell is the U.S. State Department Acting Coordinator for Counterterrorism. Spoke to lawmakers in Washington about the successes the Islamic State has had with the internet and social media.
ISIL's use of propaganda, the use of social media and the internet to propagate their message and to use the internet as a very effective tool to recruit new members really has been unprecedented, and it's not something that we've seen used as effectively by any other group previously. I think their message has been blunted.
Lawmakers from both major political parties say they expect a long battle against violent extremism, including that carried out by the Islamic State. Numerous people are feared dead with a migrant boat capsizing off the Libyan coast. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such event in 2 days. Meanwhile, Greek authorities say they have completed the evacuation of the Idomeni. That's the country's biggest informal refugee and migrant camp on the Macedonian border. Greek officials and police say 800 people were transported by bus to official shelters in other parts of northern Greece. Security forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo broke up opposition demonstrations organized to protest what they claim are President Joseph Kabila's efforts to stall elections until he can change the Constitution to allow him to seek a third term. Constitutional Court ruled earlier this month that Kabila could stay in office through the November elections. This is VOA News. Court in Uganda has convicted the mastermind of the twin bombings that killed 76 people in the capital Kampala in 2010. The judge said that Issa Luyima was shown to have played a significant role in planning the attacks. He's been convicted on charges of terrorism. He's part of 13, 7 Kenyans, 5 Ugandans, and 1 Tanzanian charged with related attacks. So far, 2 have been found guilty. The rest are awaiting verdicts. A new report from the World Health Organization says nearly 1,000 healthcare workers have been killed, more than 1,500 wounded in 19 countries, with emergencies that many of the incidents were intentional, they say. Lisa Schlein has details.
Rick Brennan is the director of the WHO's Department of Emergency and Risk Management. He says the figures presented in the report are startling and indicate the devastating impact that attacks against health workers have on communities.
Every attack on healthcare disrupts the delivery of health services and denies communities access to essential health services in emergencies the time that they really need them most. Perhaps one of the most concerning findings of the report is that close to 2/3 of the attacks on healthcare, on health facilities, on health workers, on ambulances, on patients, have been deliberate.
The report says Syria had the most reported attacks on healthcare each year. Syria is followed by the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Iraq, Pakistan, Libya, Ukraine, and Central African Republic in the rankings of the 19 countries surveyed. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The presumptive U.S. Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has pledged to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement and aggressively pursue U.S. fossil fuel development. He spoke at a petroleum conference in the state of North Dakota. Trump attacked Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton's positions on energy policy.
She'll shut down energy production across this country. And by the way, she'll also, unrelated, abolish the Second Amendment, and we're not going to let that happen. That I can tell you.
The Second Amendment is the U.S. Constitution guarantees Americans the right to bear arms. Clinton has said that she does not oppose gun ownership. Clinton and her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, continue their campaigning. Most data is indicating right now that Clinton has the Democratic Party presidential nomination wrapped up, but Sanders has vowed to stay in the race until the end. Get more news at our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.